The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
This morning, I want to think about something that over the last few months, we have, our community, some of you in here have lost loved ones from your family. Our parish, we've seen losses. Our church family itself, we've seen losses from our church family over the last several months. And when you start thinking about that, I thought about life after death. And I wanted to look at that this morning, life after death. We know that the Scripture gives us plenty of verses, references that we can turn to. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die. We're all going to face death if the Lord tarries long enough. We know 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul references death as sleep. Sleep in death. We know that Jesus did the same thing when he was going to Mary and Martha's, where Lazarus, their brother, had died. And he said, he tells his disciples that Lazarus is asleep, but he was referring to the fact that Lazarus had died. But asleep in death. 2 Corinthians 5:8. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So this idea of sleep and death, as one fades into death, one falls asleep, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They immediately wake up in the presence of God if they are Christians. So it's the idea of waking up in the morning refreshed. The idea of being at a new home. Jesus tells a story in Luke chapter 16 of the rich man and Lazarus. This is a different Lazarus than Mary and Martha's brother. But Lazarus in this story in Luke 16, starting in verse 19, Lazarus is a poor man, and he passes away and is taken to heaven. The rich man in the story, he passes away, and the Scripture says he is in torment in Hades. He is in hell. So there is life after death for each and every one of us. Maybe in heaven, maybe in hell. But there is life after death. We have to decide where we will spend eternity. We have to decide why we're here. But we're going to live somewhere. But that all being said, that's not the life after death that I want to talk about today. We know that is a fact if we believe the Scripture. There's no denying that that is fact, you believe Scripture. But the life after death that I want to talk about today is life after death here on earth. Life after death here on earth. After death, we're going to live within others. We're going to live within our loved ones. We're going to live within our friends, our family. We're going to live within their memories and in their hearts. Essentially, what we say is we're going to leave a legacy. Now, if you looked up the definition of legacy, the very first definition refers to amount of money that you might leave or property that you might leave someone. And the older we get, the more we think about that. And that's just a fact. How are we going to leave? How are we going to spread out the possessions that we have acquired while here on earth? And there's nothing wrong with that. But the second definition, I'm going to honestly say, should be the first one. They should be reversed. The second definition is the long-lasting impact of a person's life. The long-lasting impact. Now, that is where we need to focus our concentration. The impact that we have on others. See, God has a purpose for us in life. The very first purpose that God has for us is, of course, salvation. To come to know Him as Lord and Savior. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to read 8 through 10. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast." Salvation comes through Christ alone. And it's nothing that you and I can do. It's what He did. We just have faith and accept His gift. So salvation is the first thing that God wants for us, His purpose for each and every one of us. But if you continue reading that same passage, "For we are His creation, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So God has good works for us to do. He has things that He wants you to do, the way He wants you to live and me to live, to have good works in our life, and He's already prepared them. Now, those works don't save you, but because you are saved, because Christ is our Lord and Savior, because He's forgiven us from our sins, He has a way that He wants us to live and create good works. God has that purpose for our life. 1 Timothy 6:17, Paul tells Timothy, he says, "Command them to do good and to be rich in good works." So what are good works? That is living a life invested in those things that honor, that bring honor and glory to God. Whatever you do, we all have different types of professions, have had different types of professions. Some of us may be living the glorious life of retirement. But throughout your life, you've had different professions. And no matter what you do, no matter what you find yourself in, you work at that with a goal of giving God honor and glory. You live a life that everything you do, whether it's in work, whether it's at home, whether it's in the education, if you're still in school, everything you do, you should do to bring honor and glory to God. That is a purpose that He has for us. Matthew 5:16, God says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." God is not the only one that's watching how we live. It says you live so that others around you see your good works, see how you honor God, see how you bring glory to God in the things you do, in the talents that you have, the gifts that God's given you. You are to bring honor and glory, and we do that before men so that they may look at what you do and glorify God. Not glorify you. Not glorify me. We don't do what we do to gain honor and glory for ourselves. We do what we do so that God can receive honor and glory. My goodness, the only reason we live in the country that we live in is because God allowed us to live here. I love my country. But did I get to pick where I was going to be born? Did you get to pick where you were going to be born? What about the family you were born into? It's all a blessing of God, so everything we do, we need to give God honor and glory. So our purpose in life is to live a life of good works and to bring honor and glory to God in the process. So what about the idea of legacy? What we're going to leave our family? What we're going to leave our friends? What's the impact of your life? Now, I'm not talking about the impact of financial things that you're going to leave your family. If you can leave your family a financial fortune, good for you and good for your family. But that's not the most important thing in life. What I'm talking about is the impact that you're going to leave on the others that see you, that watch you. What kind of impact? The legacy you leave is all determined on how you choose to live, what you do. The legacy of those that have already gone to be with the Lord, they left for us. They left us a legacy. Think about it. Just think back about your loved ones. Think back about those who raised you, those who were there for you throughout life. Think of the legacy that they left you. And then also at the same time, think about the ones who are going to be here after you're gone. And they're thinking back about you. Are they going to have the same fond memories and thoughts about you that you're having right now about your loved ones? Let's think about the ones that have already gone to be with the Lord, the legacy that they left. Did they leave you a legacy that they loved God? Can you look back and can you think that, yes, they love God? I saw that in their life. That they loved the Word of God. I remember them reading Scripture. I remember seeing them talk about Scripture. Now, at the same time we're thinking about this, we also got to flip the page and think, is my children, do they know I love God? Do my grandchildren see me reading Scripture? We think about what the legacy was left for us, and we also think about the legacy we're leaving. Did you see your loved one spending time in prayer? They would pray for others. They prayed for you. They told you, I've been praying for you. Did you see them rejoicing with others and crying with others when it was time to cry? Because they loved people. They were concerned. They rejoiced when it was time to rejoice because they were happy for them. And they cried when it was time to cry because they hurt with them. Did you see them going to church? Do you take your children to church? Do your grandchildren see you going? That you put that first and foremost. God is first in my life. I'm going to make sure that I'm at his house worshiping him? Did you see them give their tithes and offerings? Because that shows that God is more important than money. Are you teaching your children, your grandchildren? Do they see you doing that? Do they see you loving each other in your family? Do they see you loving your neighbors? We look back on our loved ones and we know they loved us. We know that they loved us. Do others know that we love them? Do others know that we love people? It's an action. It's a life that we live. It's something that people should see. It's a light that we let shine in our lives. They care for their family. They took care of them. They relied on God to make decisions. They relied on God in times of trouble. When bad things happen, do we get fired up and all anxious? Or does our family see us going to prayer, going to the Lord in prayer about it? This is the legacy that we're talking about. What are people going to remember? How are my kids going to live? How are my children and grandchildren going to live after I'm gone? Am I going to leave a legacy that affects their life, that impacts their life far more than any financial or property or anything I could leave them? Are they going to be godly men and women? Because I set an example. Because I did what I thought God wanted me to do. We've had people in our lives. Each and every one of you are thinking about them now. Who have left a legacy, a godly legacy in your life. We can think back on it. We can remember their good works. We know their good works. Oh, I thank God for the people that He put in my life. I thank God that He did put people in my life to leave a legacy of godliness. Now, they weren't perfect. Neither are you and I perfect. But what I remember about them, if I turn out to be half the man that they were, I'm going to be all right. I thank God for the people that He put in my life. I thank God for the people that He put in your life. So the question is, what legacy are you leaving those who are going to be left behind when you're gone? What legacy are you leaving your children and your grandchildren? How are we going to live from this point on? You can't change yesterday, but you can change tomorrow. Are we going to live a life that leaves a godly legacy? That's a decision we have to make. And we had to make it today. Let's pray. Lord, I just come to You this morning and I thank You so much for loving us. Lord, I thank You for the ones that You've given us throughout our lives to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to live good works before us so that we might see them and we might remember, that we might follow their example. Lord, I thank You for that. And Lord, today, if there's anyone today that needs to make a decision of any type, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.